All right, welcome to Late Night with Willie. I'm sorry we're a little late. We're having a little technical slowdown. It's not like it's broken, but it's like it's operating through freaking mud. I'm not sure what the heck is happening. So we're going to we got a special show this evening, and we're going to have a guest. This is the first time on the Late Night show that we have a guest. And it's a special guest. It's my friend Paul Swanson from the SwansonReport.com. Bus Paul Swanson with an E because it's Swedish. He was on my Facebook live feed this morning, and we just thought that we would bring him on and to have some conversation about the things of the day, you know. And there is. So we're going to do just that. We tried the Facebook Messenger phone on the morning show with a guest, and actually with Bernard DeCastro, and it worked like a charm. So we're going to start. We're going to try to get a voice chat going with my friend Paul here. I went ahead and clicked him because it actually worked out really well. When we use it on the morning show. So, and it's ringing. Did you hear the dial? And it's ringing. So hopefully we can get Paul on here in a little bit. It's ringing. And when we do that, we will, we're probably going to take just a teeny bit of break so I can organize all the crap that's on my screen because it's a hot mess right this very second. I don't know what the hell's going on. At all. It's like I've never even freaking seen a computer. What is this thing you have here? I feel like Scotty did in one of those Star Trek movies where he picked up the mouse and said, "Computer?" Well, actually, he said that first, and the guy said, "No, use this," and handed him the mouse, and he spoke into the mouse like it was a microphone. That's kind of what I feel like this very second. So we're going to take a short break. I hear my friend Paul out there. We're going to talk to Paul. And Paul, you can hear me. We're going to talk about, first of all, we're just going to get it out of the way and talk about frickin' Bill O'Reilly and the gutless son of bitches over at Fox News. because I'm sorry, I just can't phrase it any other way. And the best thing about doing this show is I can phrase it just like that. So we'll be back right after these moments, just after these messages. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. Are you someone who wants to give more? Are you someone who wants to donate more to your favorite charity or even your favorite podcast, and you just don't have the money because you got too much credit card debt already? Well, I've got something for both of us. Debt.com. Debt.com is ready to put you into a debt consolidation program that will save you money, save your credit rating, and allow you to live your dreams in the way that you would like to live them. That's debt.com. Give them a call at 877-764-2393. That's 877-764-2393. Get out of debt today. Summer's coming soon. What are we going to do? How are you going to build memories? How are you going to keep the family and those kids entertained? Well, you are going to do something special. You're going to do something that you didn't think you were going to do. You're going to go to my website, fightbackmedia.com, and click on the Best of Orlando banner. And from there, you're going to be able to book all the best hotels and resorts in Orlando, get discounts on all the best attractions, Walt Disney World, SeaWorld, Universal Studios, and book the best shows, the Out of Control Comedy Dinner Show, and even the Blue Man Group in Orlando. You will be able to book all of those right there on the website. You'll be able to take the Bucky Creek Airboat Ride, the Wild Florida Airboats, Chef Mickey's Fun Time Buffet, and a tour of the city of Orlando. It's going to be a great time to build memories. Just go to fightbackmedia.com and click the Best of Orlando banner. Do it now. build memories that you're going to have with your family forever. Do it right now. Go to fightbackmedia.com and click on the Best of Orlando banner at the top of my website. You are not going to regret it. You're going to come back after the summer and thank me. Thank you, Willie, for giving us the time of our lives. Thank you so much. Welcome back to Late Night with Willie. My guest, Paul Swanson of the Swanson Report, that's Swanson with an E because it's Swedish, is on the new home to Tampa Bay Newsmaker line. And I'm opening that line right now. And look, it freaking worked. Oh, my God. Yeah, you would.
Wonders never cease.
You would almost guess that I know what the hell I'm doing now, but you would be wrong. You would be wrong. You would have overstepped your boundaries to think that I know exactly what I'm doing. No, I'm just doing it. And that's my advice to most of y'all. You ain't got to know everything. Sometimes you just have to do it. Paul, well, welcome to Late Night. You have the distinction, my friend, of being the first and so far the only other person who's ever spoke on this program, Late Night with Willie. You are the first, and I think that it is... appropriate that you're the first who's ever helped me with this particular program at this particular juncture in the evening. Now, it's a little easier for Paul because Paul lives in another time zone. He still has an hour before he needs to be in bed. He can still watch his late night news, which I have obviously sworn off.
We don't have late night news here. We have YouTube, and Mark Stein is frozen on the TV at the moment.
That's right, because you live somewhere north of the Arctic Circle.
Well, as I say, you know, if we were any further north in Wisconsin, we'd be in Canada. So
we're about
as far north in Wisconsin as you can be without being in the lake or over the border.
That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what was the high today? I know springtime is there and all that stuff.
But it is.
So, well, what was the high there where you live today?
Let's see here. Let's check the weather report here. Today's high was 42.
It was 87 here. 80 frickin' 7. It's hot as hell.
45
degrees. 45 degrees. It's not even 45 degrees in my refrigerator, Paul. Holy crap.
Hey, and just so you know, welcome to you know, springtime in mid-April in northern Wisconsin.
Springtime?
Tomorrow's high is forecast to be 36, and there is snow in the forecast.
Wow. So you do live above the Arctic Circle. No thanks. But again, welcome to the program. I'm so glad.
Well, for people who don't know, my gosh, you and I have been doing this for way too long. You would think we would have network and, you know, all sorts of wonderful accolades and.
Well, heck, I just thought production assistance and values. I'd be better. I thought I'd be better at it by now. I started my show in March 25th, actually, of 2008.
I was going to say, we've been doing this for what, three presidential elections?
Yes. I'm thinking, damn, I should be making some money doing this by now, or I should be better at it. One of the two. A lot of iterations of this program. And this is the first time, Paul, that I decided to divide this up and do part of this in the middle of the damn night. I'm not sure what possessed me to do this, except that, you know what, that I could say at 11 o'clock, I can say in the middle of the damn night. And that's the only thing that possessed me to do this.
A little more freeing.
Yeah, it's a little bit more freeing. Speaking of more freeing, what do you see? I have a completely different view, because I normally do, about what happened at Fox News today. In case you were living under a rock, or you just, I don't know where the hell you were all day, we learned that Fox News has decided to let Bill O'Reilly, their freaking cash cow, their goose who was laying the golden eggs at Fox News, let him go over some allegations that have been settled for freaking years. And they continued to make money, but they got brought up by the left after Bill O'Reilly decided to compare Maxine Waters' hair to James Brown's hair, which I thought was perfectly appropriate. When he said that, I laughed my ass off. I thought, oh my God, she does look like James Brown. And I just started calling her Mother Popcorn because she looks like James Brown. Ow, Mother Popcorn. Ow. I thought, yeah. And of course the left, who are godless and humorless, said that this is a great opportunity to get him because Bill has had apparently some accusations about sexual harassment at Fox. And of course, with what's his face, the old guy in charge, going
Roger
down
for Ailes.
Yeah, Roger
or,
Ailes.
No, Rupert. No, not Roger. Rupert Murdoch, the father.
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody. I think it was Roger Ailes that went down for the same deal over there.
Yeah, Roger sitting on sidelines, but yeah, it's the Murdochs who, through a convoluted litany of people, are tied to a whole lot of the, you know, if you follow it, are tied to a whole lot of the neocons and, you know, Rothschilds and some of those other folks, old school politicos, if you will. But yeah, the kids are Murdoch's kids are running the company right now, and Dad will probably step in at some point when, you know, if the stock takes a real bad nosedive.
Understood. So apparently, they thought it was better to cut ties with the goose that was laying the golden egg. I got an email from Conservative Tribune saying that this thing was happening. The way I see it is that the people at Fox News are gutless wonders, because the fact of the matter is that O'Reilly's viewers had become more loyal than ever. His ratings did not take any hits at all. As a matter of fact, they got a little bit better, which would let me know that, wait a minute. The people who actually have been paying the bills, going to the sponsors, blah, 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 all that stuff, they're still there. The viewership to Bill and to the end of Fox News is still loyal. The people that we should be the most concerned with, we don't have to be concerned with. Everything's cool. You know what? It's the same way the NFL has behaved when that whole Mike Vick thing happened, that, you know, that Mike Vick went to jail for 18 months mm-hmm. behind some crap that he didn't even do. He wasn't even there to do that some of his homeboys were doing at a house that he was never at. But he took the rap, went to Fed prison for 18 months, and the NFL didn't know if they were going to reinstate him because they were afraid of protests from animal rights activists, not the same demo that comes to your games and buys your jerseys and watches you on Sunday and on Monday and Thursday and freaking Saturday. It's not the same demo. Why the hell do you care about them? The people out here who actually do all that stuff for you are saying, yeah, if Mike Vick can still play, we'd like to see Mike Vick in an NFL uniform. We just got ignored because the NFL just disrespected, quite frankly, their customer. I think Fox News did just that to Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, well, this is a symptom, I guess, if you will, of not only, you know, the O'Reilly and Fox News story, but look at, you know, Dr. Dow and United Airlines and,
oh my God,
you know, some of these other things that, you know, if all you see is, oh yeah, Fox, you know, Fox has let Bill O'Reilly go. If all you see is, hey, United Airlines hauled, you know, this, you know, the doctor off of the plane. If that's what you're outraged about, you're not paying attention. You know, there's a lot more to the story that's going on. You know, you and I know that with O'Reilly, they went after the advertisers. You know, they went after the advertisers, and they started to pull them. And the same thing is happening with you know, people like InfoWars and YouTube and some of those things where, hey, if it, it the advertising base, the people who are want to put, you know, get your eyeballs in front of their product are so afraid of, you know, for lack of a better thing, you know, let's put us in this group. You know, they're so afraid of a show like this or other shows like this that they don't want to have their, you know, their brand put in front of that. So they're pulling the advertising. And I've got to agree with, you know, there's a certain amount of folks out there who are saying, you know, hey, if we want to monetize, you know, go back to what we were saying, you know, thought we'd be making a little more money in this. If we're going to be making a little more money in this, we have to privatize it. We have to be pulling it from, you know, that $5 and $10 yep. monthly Patreon, PayPal, or, you know, whatever other stuff, because we're not going to get the,
yeah,
the GoFundMe, we're not going to get, you know, we're not going to get Ford or Chevy or United Airlines or somebody else to start advertising with us.
But isn't it crazy though? It's almost like these companies are saying what the moron, the asshole from Starbucks said, that if you're for traditional marriage, we don't want you in our stores. Are you forgetting that people who are have money to buy your crappy coffee? Did you lose your damn mind somewhere? Are you insane? Are you telling more than half of your customer base, yeah, we don't need you anymore? What? Why aren't you?
Yeah.
So I want to ask these people, why are you in business? You're not in business to provide jobs, because nobody gets in business and risks all that capital just to provide jobs. Nobody does. You're in business for one reason and one reason only, to make money. And these people that happen to disagree with this position.
Not only to make money, but to make money for the shareholders.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to make money. You got to make money for the shareholders. You got to make money for everybody else. Somebody is going to get paid. So the people who have the money, bring it to you. Why would you put a sign out in front of your door saying, yeah, I know you got money, but because I disagree with you on this principle, we don't want your damn money. Not even the guy from Chick-fil-A did that. As a matter of fact, since the attack on Chick-fil-A, I have not been able to get in and out of a Chick-fil-A in less than 25 minutes since that day. I haven't. All the Chick-fil-A's in this area, almost from the time they open to the time they close, are freaking packed. Since that day. And even then, he didn't say if you're homosexual or you're for homosexual marriage, we don't want your money. That's not what he said at all. He just said that I believe this. Y'all come, we got chicken. and dude, I'm telling you, it's been since that day that at lunchtime I can't even pick Chick-fil-A because it takes 45 minutes to get a damn sandwich. So it's insane. However, Starbucks, who's sort of backing away from that position now, these companies that are deciding to pull their advertising from programs or conservative programs, especially that they don't agree with, that seems like a dumbass move to me. Because what? Conservatives are the ones that go to work every day. Those are the people who have the money.
Exactly.
By the way. Exactly. You should be they should be kissing their ass. Oh, we're sorry we offended you. Come and spend some money with us. It's just dumb. The people who agree with you are the people who are living on their parents, the people who are living in their parents' basement. Those are the people who are cheering you on. They don't have money.
No, those are the folks with the fine arts and underwater basket weaving degrees from the liberal arts school.
I've got a degree in homosexual women's studies from Vassar.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Useless, yep. But lovely. Congratulations. You survived that rigorous curriculum.
Indeed.
It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Nope, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And you know what else doesn't make any sense? What doesn't make any sense is that how people are, some people are not seeing that almost everything in the media, everything from the, some of the Congress critters' mouths, no matter what it is, what it's supposed to be about, it really sort of all rolls back to they hate Donald Trump so bad that they even go to the nth degree. My favorite story was one that I saw Steven Crowder comment on. No, it was Mark Dice on YouTube about and the Huffington Post and all these other so-called news services jumped on it that during the Easter egg roll on Monday, a kid asked Donald Trump to sign his hat, his Make America Great hat. Oh, yeah. So Donald signs the hat and then throws the hat. And the story was that he took the kid's hat and just threw it willy-nilly into the crowd for anybody to get. Well, that first of all, that wasn't true. It wasn't even true. And all these other, quote, news sources, this is why I'm still upset that you and I aren't getting paid. Holy crap. And these people are getting paid. You know, the Huffington Post, when they came to Tampa for the Republican National Convention, rented out a huge building just off the convention campus. And you know what they had there in that building? They had places for reporters to come and go and get massages and sit in meditation rooms and Ooh. Aromatherapy.
But I wish I would have had the scented candle vendorship there.
I was like, are you kidding me? They've got that kind of cash that they were that basically everybody else's offices were in the building that I was in. And they had like desks on cement floors and blah, blah, blah. Everybody was working. And Huffington Post was, you know what, the aromatherapy and massages. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And these are the people and they rented that building out for a whole week. It must have cost them an arm and an asshole. It was crazy. But these are the people who got this story wrong. Because what actually happened was he signed the hat and made a Barack Obama-like throw the hat back to the kid. But the kid, you know how Barack Obama, mom jeans? It kind of like a 70-year-old man making a throw. I mean, you could see Donald is 70 because it wasn't a really good toss. But the kid who you can see in the NBC video jumps and grabs the hat because it went towards him. He was able to get it. And you hear the kid on the video say, thank you. However, the story with a lot of these liberal news sites is like, oh, I can't believe he did that. That's terrible. You know, what a jerk. And speaking of YouTube, the YouTube News Bureau, which happens to be the Young Turds, Young Turks. they went crazy. Oh, you didn't think it'd get any worse for Donald Trump, but he can't even get through an Easter egg roll without looking like a jerk. Oh, I was like, you know, it just makes me want to choke people. It just makes me want to choke them.
Yeah, it's a symptom that we've seen since, you know, the 8th. Actually, about, 9 o'clock on the 8th?
Yeah.
Where once they realized that Trump had won and Hillary was not going to be their coronated selection, that there's... not only before was there no policy, was there no, you know, essence of what they believed in or how what they were standing for, but like you said, you know, right now they have nothing but let's you know, pick nits and find every little nuanced problem with Donald Trump and his administration, and we're going to delve deep into all of this stuff and totally forego the, you know, any sort of policy things that are going on. You mentioned it this morning on this morning show, you know, and in watching the press briefing this afternoon around noon or so this morning today, you know, Sean Spicer said the same thing. You know, the District 6, Georgia, runoff election for Tom Price's seat, you know, they put over $8 million into the Democrats stated. They put over $8 million into that runoff or that special election. They were, you know, they went all in. you know, for poker, for, you know, for the poker fans out there, they went all in on that election to win. They didn't win. They lost.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So instead of, in my sense, treating the 6th Congressional District of Georgia with any respect, with any sort of respect, they took it as an experiment and spent a bunch of money to win a seat that I don't know if they care about. They don't care about the seat or care about people there. This was a referendum. They were trying to make this a referendum against Donald Trump's a whole 2.5 months of presidency. 2.5 months.
Yep.
This was a referendum. I mean, and I was reading The Hill this afternoon, which is crazy. This is how my, like I told my listeners this morning. This is how much I care for you. I read crap and I view crap, and I feel like I'm Andy in Shawshank Redemption. That I will swim to through a river of shit for you. So you come out clean on the other side, you know. So I read and I do this stuff for you guys, and even they said that the Democrats were using this as a referendum against Trump. And if that is the case, then they did not, at this point anyway, accomplish their goal. There's going to be a runoff. John Ossoff, I guess, is his name, who doesn't live in the district, but I know they made a big deal about that. But he lives, according to him, he lives like a mile and a half down the road in the adjoining district where he's living with his girlfriend. Well, that's so wholesome and family-like. I like that part of it, but that's Democrat and liberal. What do you want?
But he's there supporting her as she goes to, what, medical school or something?
Yes, she's going to medical school. So he's supporting her. And isn't that lovely that they're shacking up? But imagine if that were reversed. What if there was some Republican who didn't live in the district? First of all, mainstream media would be all over that, and he was shacking up with some chick. It would be the worst. Yeah. It'd be the worst thing. It would be exactly. And what did I do with it? Because I always have it handy. Hang on a second. Sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to move the camera on you. Dagnabbit. What? Oh, there it is. There it is. This is exactly. I'm going to show my friend Paul. This is exactly what's in this book here. I always have with me. The Rules for Radicals, A Pragmatic Primer for Realistic Radicals by Saul Dialinsky. One of the tactics is make your enemy live up to their book of rules. They can no more do that than Christians can live up to Christianity. So, you know what the conservative rule would have been? Oh, that's terrible. You're shacking up with somebody you're not married to. No, we can't have you run. No, people would never like that. However, if you're the 30-year-old Democrat who has learned all the Obama affectations, he should be playing Obama in blackface on Saturday Night Live.
What's wrong with that picture?
Rachel Dolezal, nothing. Sean King, nothing as far as I'm concerned. Rachel Dolezal admitted to putting on a little bronzer, you know? So nothing. And they love her. She's been playing her blackface role for years. They think she's great. So this guy putting on a little bronzer and doing his best Barack Obama seem perfectly okay to me, for them. He gets to do this while there is no way that works if there's a 30-year-old Democrat, a 30-year-old Republican doing the very same thing. Now, it doesn't look like they're going to win this election because if you add up the 150,000 Republican candidates that also ran in this election, and one of them, a real good friend of this program and myself, was Amy Kramer. Amy was one of the leading voices in Tea Party Express. Traveled across the country, helped a lot of people get elected, including Ted Cruz. And I don't know why I couldn't get Amy to answer my call. Maybe I don't know. Yesterday, when I found out that she was running, I found out in a Lloyd Marcus video that she was running. I just don't know why she thought that this was a good idea. I think she ended up with like 300 votes, 0.2% of the total. 11.
Like you said this morning, though, I think with the this was a this was a um, I guess they thought the folks in District 6 in Georgia thought that if we could have, you know, 18 candidates for president, we could run 11 for Congress.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess that's going to be that's the template now. Anytime there's an election, let's get 10 or 12 Republicans to run at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, so we'll drag some of the folks in off the street, and you're Republican, sign up and run. But what you said this morning, though, is true, that they need to rally around
Karen
the
Handel.
Lady who, Karen Handel, who is the Republican designate for the seat, and throw their support behind her.
Yes, you know what, and we can, and I can, I'll never underestimate Republican dysfunction, never, ever. No. Just the plain dysfunction. So I will never underestimate that. So I'll never be surprised at the level of their dysfunction. But it just seems like this is an easy one. This is an easy one. You know what we're gonna do? We're all gonna get behind. You know what? And I tell you what I do, Paul. I'd go to the same place today and tonight, and I would shoot a video behind a lectern and an American flag, and everybody else in the election, Republican election, does their endorsement video all together. And I don't know, sing We Are the World. I don't know, do something. I don't know, God Bless America. Thank God I'm a country boy. I don't know what you would sing, but we'd all do it together. And that would let everybody in our campaign knows that, you know what, our campaigns are over. And there's no way we can let the carpetbagger, who is shacking up with his girlfriend, win District 6. We are not going to let this Democrat Party use us as some sort of petri dish for how they're going to fight Trump forever. No.
Well, what was Trump's winning in Georgia? What was his?
In those three counties that are in that district, the county that Ossoff won, Hillary Clinton won big, 59% or something like that. The other two were Fulton County, I believe. Let's see if I can get this right.
Just
yes,
Atlanta.
Yeah, strangely enough, Trump won that by a small margin, and I believe that he won the other DeKalb County by a small margin as well, I think.
Okay, so what they need to do is they need to go back to what got Trump elected in the first place.
Yeah.
You start talking about the grassroots values and make America great again. That's got to be the push on that.
Oh, and if they're smart, in that video, everybody's wearing a MAGA hat. Everybody's wearing, and you know what? And as I'm done with my minute and a half, I'm behind Karen Handel. I hand my MAGA hat to the next person. I can produce that. I mean, there's no freaking way I lose. None, zero, at all. They can, because right now, Democrats, because they're going to do what they always do, Paul. They're going to double and triple down on their effort, and you're going to see so much out of state, out of district money come. And I'm surprised I haven't seen the former president of the United States, number 44, show up and campaign for John Ossoff and campaign for money. I still get all the organizing for Obama emails. I still get those emails, and I haven't seen any yet, but I expect that I will, probably sooner than later.
No, well, it'll be, let's see, the usual suspects will show up. Elizabeth Warren, who's the new DNC chair. Who's the new DNC chair?
What's that dude?
I want to say it's Perez.
Perez, who in his first week went and fired half the top staff because there's no dysfunction there. Everything's cool. It reminds me of the guy from Animal House, the Razzie guy at the end of the movie where all hell's breaking loose during the parade. He's going, everything's fine. Remain calm. When you're old, you have these references, folks. I'm sorry.
No, but that, I mean, that yeah, that there is going to be a lot of outside, because the you know, their Democrat candidate doesn't, he's got no clue. He doesn't, he I'm sure he does not have a, he doesn't have a, you know, a base from which to work. He does not have a staff that he's put together.
Oh no.
Well, he's 30 years old. He probably can't find his way to Starbucks or anything, let alone
No.
try to put a campaign, you know, a Democratic, you know, machine, you know, together for that. So yeah, you're right. There's going to be a lot of corporate and, you know, outside money from, you know, mom and dad out there, you know, the DNC, to try to prop him up.
Well, yeah, you know, well, he was actually a congressional aide, but that's the only experience he has. And so it's going to be interesting. Somebody, I guess, on Twitter referred to him as, do you remember the advertising campaign that featured a young millennial man in a plaid
Oh,
onesie
oh,
with a
yep. I saw that. I saw that in passing today.
I laughed my ass off. I thought,
was it Ann Coulter, or was it who's the other one? Laura Ingraham. So it was one of those two
yeah.
who said that that reminded her of.
That's what he looked like. Like he was sitting there in his plaid PJs, holding a cup of hot cocoa, and that's who this guy looks like. You know, okay, I ain't y'all don't get mad. I ain't dogging a guy because he's 30 and he looks like he's 14, whatever. But that's what it reminds me of. So it doesn't look like he is this polished, gritty, ready to battle for a congressional seat that hasn't been won by a Democrat since 1979. So
Yeah,
if
so like I said, he's, you know, he's a placeholder. That's all they want, is they want somebody, you know, somebody in there that they can control, that should, you know, in the off chance or the, you know, unusual, you know, circumstances were to come about that he would win, he's going to go, you know, somebody's going to have to lead him,
he's gonna
you know,
try.
help him find his way to.
Well, they'll probably sew his name in his, in his
Yeah,
tennis clothes or something.
exactly. You know, pin a little thing to the, you know, his suit lapel.
Tell the flight attendant,
That's right.
he's gonna get off in D.C. Somebody will be waiting for him with a sign.
Yeah.
So
Exactly.
if he could sit with you on the plane, that would be really nice. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And what amazes me the most, Paul, is that the average person who may not be political sees this happening and they just don't scratch their head and go, "What the hell? Are you guys serious? How can?" And this is what I wondered. My son, who's 26 years old and a lot more hardcore than me. There were, I told, like I said, I don't know if I said this morning, but I said this before. There were three votes for Republicans in my house during the Florida primaries. My wife and I voted for Marco Rubio, and my son voted for Ted Cruz. And so that sort of gives you an idea that he's a little bit more hardcore than I am. We were talking about this, and we're saying that eventually the left will continue to overstep, and the media will continue to overstep and be ridiculous. That most people who consider themselves Democrats, who are just people who go to work every day and come home and take care of their kids and take their kids to music lessons, you know what I'm saying? Just regular folks, not the
Yep,
wide-eyed,
blue-collar folks.
you know
Yep.
what, blood-sucking liberals. People who actually work, after a while, are they not going to say, "You know what? I just can't associate myself with that madness anymore"? Are they going to say to their Democrat friends and the Democrat leadership, "Enough. We lost. It's time to move on"?
You know, I don't know, because I and I've been wanting to write about this, and I just I try you try tr you try to get your thoughts together, but the just you know, we referenced it earlier, the amount of just unmitigated hate and almost derangement by people.
Oh, it's just Trump derangement syndrome for sure.
Yeah. On the left, who were Hillary supporters, continues even to this day. November, December, January, February, March, April. Now, it's now 5 months, almost 6 months since the election. And this is still going on. The riots in Berkeley back in February and now this past weekend, and the supposed tax rallies in D.C. this past weekend. They're grasping at straws, and you wonder, like you said, at what point are they suddenly going to wake up and go, oh, crap.
Yeah, we wasted a whole year, and yeah. They're going to look around and go, oh, there's a wall between Mexico and the United States? When did this happen? When you guys were in Washington wearing vagina hats and vagina costumes, yeah. Trump was building a wall in Arizona. Y'all missed all of that because you were marching, complaining at UC Berkeley.
Well, they're marching, but without any substance.
None.
We're marching for the sake of marching.
Yes.
We're protesting for the sake of protesting. If nothing else, maybe they're out getting some exercise. But above and beyond that, and then they get all excited because, Trump went and fired 59, Tomahawk missiles, into Syria on a false flag thing. That's a whole nother issue. And somebody goes, oh my God, he fired all these missiles. Do you realize how old those are? Do you realize that they were probably trying to clear out a bunch of inventory? Trust me, being an old Navy person, I fully understand what was going on.
Okay, so let's make that switch. This attack on this military base in Syria, 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles aimed towards that base, had Barack Obama, during the Barack Obama administration, had they been, were there other military operations like bombings and those kind of activities going on in Syria during any time in the Barack Obama administration?
I don't know specifically of Syria, but I don't have it right in front of me. Sorry, not being the intern producer tonight. I've read, and you've probably read it too. He was dropping bombs, or the administration was dropping bombs daily over the full 8 years that he was in office. There was some sort of military action going on, which the Democrats were basically ignorant about. for the most part, he dropped a whole bunch of stuff. And that goes back to two things. One, you go back to 2003 and the first supposed gas attack, sarin gas attack. You go to 2013. And was it Erdogan and then Kerry and Susan Rice and whoever else said, oh, yep, they got to get rid of all of their gas. And obvious, did that happen or did that not? We don't know. It's sort of like the Russians hacking the election. There's no evidence either way. So we can't hold that to be factual or not. And then, we see the video of these kids with supposed sarin gas, which, if you know anything about sarin gas, highly toxic, highly poisonous. You've got to be gloved, mittened, full, multi-layer bodysuit, because you get some on you and that's it. Lights out, it's done. They weren't anything like that. And then you get into the whole idea of, these are the white hats who are supposedly there, who have a rather suspect background in the whole deal there in Syria. So, in spite of the fact that they won a, you know, an Academy Award, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, you know, but anyway, it seems where in that region, we don't know who the good guys are. But, and especially, the, you know, just the average American, we have no idea who the good guys are because there are there's, I don't know, 1,400 years of back and forth. We don't have we don't have any idea who
well,
the
you and I are the only people in within the sound of either of our voices who can probably find Syria on a map.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
Syria? I don't know where that is.
Syria is just north of Georgia, isn't it? Just north of Georgia, between Georgia and Tennessee? Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And then there's the whole thing of, you know, it's a distraction. It's a distraction because what do we know about what's in the Middle East? Number one thing, oil. Number two thing, you know, minerals. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on there. Are we really, you know, are we really going to get distracted just by this type of thing? Or, again, as we've talked about earlier tonight, you know, there's more to the story. There's more to the story. You got to dig deeper and look at stuff to find out what is really going on.
Well, you know what, and there is, you know, unfortunately, though, there really isn't any way that the average person is going to get to what's really going on. Because if they're sitting at home, hoping to watch Fox News or hoping to watch CNN because CNN has this false narrative that they're right in the middle there, and you want to get all your or they're listening to NPR on the way to work in the morning, and they're getting a real dope. Let me help you. No, you're not getting the real dope.
They can listen to us.
Oh, they can listen to us. You know what's interesting? I forget who I was listening to, and who had a really good idea for people. I don't know if it was Steven Crowder or I'm not sure who it was, frankly. I'd like to give them credit for it because it was a great idea. What you need to do is create your own aggregate. And I suggest people create their own aggregate. What you need to do, if you have a Twitter account, and if you don't have a Twitter account, you ain't even trying. If y'all have a Twitter account, y'all ain't even trying. You don't want to know. Is get a Twitter account and follow as many people who say they do news or following the news or commenting on the news as you can. And you might want to do two Twitter feeds. One with the people who are, quote, news bureaus, and then two, another Twitter feed of aggregates of people who comment, who do commentary.
Comment and analysis.
Yes, so you might have two. And then you can look at what everybody is saying. Maybe if you have a divining rod, a Ouija board, and a crystal ball, be able to define the truth out of all of that, maybe. But at least you're taking it all in. Or you may take so much in that you'll say, oh, the hell with it, I don't care. Can we watch some Family Feud on TV instead? Everybody in your house is going to go, yes. I just love that Steve Harvey. He's so funny.
get an aggregate. And the first thing, you know, you do is pay zero attention to your local news on TV or radio, the local newspaper, whatever that might be, you know, what your Tampa Bay Tribune or
Tampa Bay Times used to be St. Pete Times, affectionately referred to as Pravda.
Yeah, well, here it would be, you know, I don't know, the Milwaukee Journal or, you know, those types of places. But don't go there, you know, go to, you know, the Guardian, the go outside because you're going to find, you really want to find out what's going on, you've got to move outside your comfort zone, your circle, because the people that are local to you are not going to give you what is actually going on. You're going to and this, you know, this platform is a wonderful vehicle for which to, you know, to search out and seek out those types of things. Not that you have to read and try to glean, you know, because like you said, you know, if you start to do a lot of that, it's you know, you're going to it's going to be information overload. But what you do need to do is simply you know, see what they're talking about, because that's going to give you much more of a clue, you know. And if something catches your eye, well, then you know, proceed with that. But see what you know, because after a while, you're going to start to see a common thread on some stuff that's going on.
You will. I think the question that you'll ask, because that's the question that I ask all the time, is okay, they're talking about this. How come they're not talking about this shit over here? How come nobody's talking about this right here? Why are not? Why aren't these people talking about this at all? Like this thing that you saw over here that nobody's talking about. How come? And I guess the method is the most Socratic method. Ask why. How come? Why? Be like a 3-year-old. Uh-huh. Why?
Why?
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah. Ask why. So when you get into, if you get sucked into a debate, especially with somebody from the left, just start asking them why. In 15 seconds, they're going to call you a name and never speak to you again, and it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The quality of your life will go up 15%. 15 seconds.
And you're going to be much smarter.
Yes. And then you will learn something from that encounter. Just start asking why. You know, if you happen to be on Facebook, and that's cool, be on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook conspiratorialist. You know what? It is what it is. We know the people who are in charge of it. Most of the world is there. It's okay. So don't get caught up in those threads where you're trying to put ideas back and forth and find evidence and links. Don't do all of that. Ask the why question. Okay, so you say there's rape culture on American campus. Why do you say that? All because, blah, 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 you know, and you go, but wait a minute. That study is, why do you think that study is? Just start asking why. Because every study that talks about rape culture being 25% of women on college campuses, everyone is false. And the main one was incredibly false. Then why would people send their kids to college, their young girls to college, knowing that they were going to be raped? Why don't businesses just hire chicks? They could pay them less.
I guess the good old, yes.
Inequality. yeah. So why don't they just hire black people and chicks? The people who should be the most unemployed should be white straight dudes. if they're getting paid the most, how do they have jobs at all? Especially from the greedy, horrible corporations.
Oh, that's right. That's horrible.
Why? It doesn't make any sense. Just keep asking that why question, like you're 3 years old. Yeah. You will learn a lot. All right, Paul. Tell my listeners how they can find your stuff, how they can get a hold of you, and how they can help you do what you do, because they've got to buy blankets up there because it's still freaking cold. It's still cold.
Yes, it is. Easiest way is to, you know, you mentioned Facebook. Find me on Facebook. You know, Swanson Report. The Swanson Report is on Facebook, and all the, you know, all the usual suspect contact and information stuff is there. I'm working, as we did this morning, trying to get or working on getting these types of things up there and distributed for folks, you know, not only in a usable format, but also in a mobile format, so you can take things like this. I can broadcast there. I can put it up on our mobile, you know, my mobile site, and which is listed, you know, there on the Facebook site.
Cool.
And you know, you can listen to us on your phone, or if you're doing a little video, or I did two or three today. I put them up there so you can, you know, as you're standing in line waiting for coffee, you're standing in line waiting for that Chick-fil-A, you can go ahead and get smarter while you're waiting to do that.
I could read War and Peace and watch Snoopy and Woodstock do the puppet reenactment of War and Peace while waiting on a number one at Chick-fil-A. It takes so long anymore.
Yeah. But you know, that's probably the easiest way, because all the other, you know, other links and stuff are there.
Excellent. So you can find Paul Swanson and the Swanson Report on the Facebook. So you know what, and we just go Facebook because, quite frankly, everybody's there and it's the easiest thing to do. Yeah. Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, I got one of these for you. whatever. I think that's the best revenge. I'm going to use the thing that you make money with to do what I want to and still call you an asshole about it. And I don't have to pay for it. So I win. Yay me.
That's right.
And as long as you keep Facebook up, I'll still be there. I'll be the fly in the ointment for you, Mark. Yeah, I'll be your worst nightmare. See, because I'm an only child. I know how to get on your last nerve and you not kill me. I've been practicing that for 56 years. I can get right there on the edge. Right there on the edge where you... But you won't kill me. But you'll be mad, though. That is awesome. So you've got something. We got a few more minutes. We started late because I started my computer up and it rebooted, and then it just sat on a black screen for about an hour and a half. And it said, I don't know what are we going to do? And I said, it's the same thing we do every night, computer. Try to take over the world.
That's right.
which is one of my favorite theme songs. And I use it sometimes. It goes something like.
What do you want to do tonight? Same thing we do every night.
I love that so much. That is the way I live. I swear to you, man. That is the way that I live. You can also find Paul Swanson on Instagram. Like, you can find me on Instagram at Fightback Media. And my Instagram thing is growing. And I use Instagram for one reason only, Paul, because everybody else is there too. And I put small videos up on Instagram. And we're going to talk about tomorrow on our morning show at 9:05. We're going to talk more about Bill O'Reilly and how much Fox News sucks, how they are gutless wonders, and shame on them. And I tell you what, man, I don't ever think I've watched an episode of the Riley Factor front to back since it's been on, ever. And I don't know the last time that I tuned into Fox News on purpose.
We stream everything here. So if we watch anything, it's clips of stuff from Fox. Every once in a while, there will be. And the nice thing about it is, when they do put up an entire show like Tucker Carlson or something like that, they will. They'll strip out all the commercials, so you don't have to put up with all the extraneous crap that goes on. You can get 40 minutes of entertainment and some information without all the irritable bowel syndrome commercials.
You give me a good idea. I want to talk about some of those commercials tomorrow morning too, that have like the lady whose bladder is outside her body, walking around with her, dragging her into the bathroom. I'm like, what the hell? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The bladder's saying, come over here. And she goes, and she's talking to it. We just
went. That's somebody you probably see at Walmart, I guess.
Oh, they're talking to their bladder. Oh, you see over here in the corner, that little yellow spot? That's their bladder. They're having a conversation with their bladder. Oh, okay. Yeah, Walmart at 3 a.m. Yeah, baby. Nothing but entertainment there. All right, listen, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah,
it's always
enjoyed fun. It. We should do this more often,
and that we will for sure. And for you, it's not too late. For me, it's already tomorrow.
That's right. Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Welcome to Thursday, everybody.
That's right.
So we will listen. We got to get out of here. Thanks again, Paul, for coming on. And give the wife a big hug for me. And I hope things are going well where you are. And we got to catch up and find out what you're really doing, not about all this other stuff, but what you're doing. And when we do, we'll do that in the next couple of days. So again, we got to get out of here. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you.
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. They're laboratory mice. Their genes have been sliced. They're Pinky. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Before each night is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. They're Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. Their twilight campaign is easy to explain. To prove their mousy worth, they'll overthrow the earth. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain.